Now we continue Matt Campbell's ongoing Look at Linux series. You recall that we left him last week in the middle of installing Debian Linux, so we're going to pick up from where we left off.
Debian /Linux system installation, please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian /Linux installation main menu. You've installed the operating system kernel and the modules. Please select Next to configure the device driver modules. Next, configure device driver modules. Configure them.
All right, I'll just press Enter.
Debian /Linux system installation space. Select category. Modules are loadable device drivers. Please go through the menus for each category and look for devices. Network protocol.
Now, I prefer to skip this step and then add modules individually if I need to. So I'm going to press the 8 key on the keypad to see what item we're on.
Edit finished with these modules. Return to previous menu.
That's what I want to do. So now I'll press Enter.
Debian /Linux system installation, please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Space Debian /Linux installation main menu. You configure the device drivers but not the network. Please select Next to configure the network. Next, configure the network alternate. Install the base system. Configure the keyboard.
And if you were in the module configuration, if you had a network card in your computer, then you may want to load the appropriate module for that in the module configuration program that we just went in and out of. But in my case, I have a PCMCIA network card, and I know that it will be detected automatically, and I don't have to worry about that. So I'll just press Enter.
Debian /Linux system installation space. Choose the host name. Every Debian system has a name, even if it is not on the network. This name is called its host name. You should now specify a host name for your new system. If your system is going to be on the network, you should talk to the administrator of the network before you choose a host name. If not, you may choose any name you like. The host name must not contain dots or underscores, and you must not append the domain name here. If you can think of a host name for your new system, you may press Enter to use the default host name of Debian. Please enter your host name, Debian. Okay, cancel.
Okay, now I'm going to erase the default host name by pressing Ctrl-U. And to make sure that that was erased, I'll press the 5 key on the keypad.
Line repeated 61 times.
And now I will type in my usual host name of Matt Kemp.
M-A-T-T-T-K-M-P.
And now read the line with the 8 key.
Matt Kemp.
Good. Now I'll press Enter.
Debian /Linux system installation space confirmation. The interface at 0 Ethernet or fast Ethernet seems to be a PCMCIA card. Is this correct? Yes. No.
I'll press the 5 key to see which option is currently selected.
Less, yes, greater.
And I'll press Enter because it is a PCMCIA card.
Space automatic. Network configuration. Configuration for at 0 Ethernet or fast Ethernet. Do you want to use DHCP or BOOT to automatically configure this interface? You'll need a DHCP or BOOT server in the local net for this to work. Yes? No? Less, yes, greater.
This is what I want because I'm using the Roadrunner cable internet service, which in which you use DHCP to connect to their network. So, I'll press Enter once again.
Space, please, wait. Try to get network configuration using DHCP /BOOT. This may take a few minutes. Be patient. Information, the network has been successfully configured using DHCP /BOOT. Continue.
Now I'll press Enter once again.
Please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian /Linux installation main menu. You configure the device driver modules. Please select Next to install the base system. Next, install the base system. partition, initialize the Linux partition mount to 3B.
Alright, I'll press enter once again to install the base system.
FN /Linux System Installation Space select installation medium. Please select the medium you will use to install the system. CD-ROM. CD-ROM drive /get.
Once again, hard disk is the third item down on this menu, so I'll go down three times. Press the 8 key on the keypad to see where we are.
Hard disk. Partition on the hard disk.
And now, I will press enter.
Say select partition. Please select the...
I'll press the 8 key once again on the keypad.
/get/01.16bit@32m.
That's it.
Say choose Debian or guide path. Please choose the path then. /inst/Debian.
It kept my entry from last time, so I'll just press enter.
Space, select, Debian, archive, path. Please select the directory 50B. List, choose from the list of all archive paths.
Now I'll press enter.
Space, please, wait. The installation program is...
Press 8 once again on the keypad.
/inst/Debian.
And now I'll press enter once again.
Space, please, wait. The base system is being extracted from /inst/debian/base22tgz. Please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian new /Linux installation main menu. You've installed the base system and the operating system kernel. Please select next to configure the base system. Next, configure the base system.
And now we come on what I think is the trickiest part of the initial installation for a blind person, and that is setting your time zone. So, now I'll press enter.
Debian, /Linux System Installation Space select time zone. Please select the appropriate location in the world in which you live. We suggest you use the left pane to specify your time zone by country or continent. Directories, time zones. Set, Africa, CST6CDT, America, Cuba.
I'll press the 5 key on the keypad to see where we are.
Dot, dot.
And now, I will press the down arrow until I hear US, because that is the directory where my time zone information file is stored.
Merrick, Canada. Child. Ed. Europe. India.
I'm pressing the down arrow and the 5 key repeatedly.
Mexico. Mid East. Pacific. System.
There it is. Now I'll press the tab key, and once again press the 5 key.
Set.
And now I'll go down and press the 5 key some more.
CST6CDT. Cuba. Eat. Test.
Okay. It appears that I have to go back to the left side of the screen with the Alt Tab key. Press the 5 key once more.
Us.
Now press Enter.
Debian, /Linux System Installation Space select time zone. Please select the appropriate location in the world in which you live. We suggest you use the left.
Now I press the Tab key. And press the 5 key.
Alaska.
Now I'll go down and press the 5 key each time I go down until I hear Central.
Aleutian. Arizona. Central.
There it is. Now press Enter.
Debian, /Linux System Installation Space Time Zone configuration. Unix system clocks are generally set to GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, also known as Universal Coordinated Time, or UTC. The operating system knows your time zone and converts system time into the local time. You can choose whether the hardware clock should be set to either GMT recommended or a Linux-only system or LOOC.
going to ask me whether my hardware clock is set to GMT, and it is not, because I also run Windows, believe it or not. So now I'll press the right arrow key and the 5 key on the keypad.
Last note reader.
And now I'll press enter.
Space, please, wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. /Linux installation main menu. You will either boot Linux from a floppy disk, or you will have it boot from the hard disk when your system is turned on. Please select next to make Linux boot above the hard disk. Select alternate to make a boot floppy, or select alternate one to reboot the system. Next, make Linux bootable directly from hard disk.
That's what I want to do now, so I'll choose next by pressing enter.
/Linux system installation space. Where should the Willow bootloader be installed? Willow can be installed either into the master boot record MBR or into the /dev/dev or boot block. If installed into the MBR, Willow will take control of the boot process. If you choose not to install Willow into the MBR, you will have the opportunity later on to install an alternative MBR program for bootstrapping Willow. /dev/dev, install Willow in the MBR, use this if unsure. /dev/dev.
I want to install it in the MBR because this is the easiest way to do it and also gives us an easy way to restore the old boot process with a DOS command if you ever need or want to remove Linux. Now I'll press the 8 key on the keypad to see which item is currently selected.
/dev/dev, install Willow in the MBR, use this if unsure.
Good, now I'll press enter.
/Linux system installation, please wait. Running Willow to make the kernel able to boot from the hard disk without a boot floppy. Space, please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. /Linux installation main menu. You've built your system. You should build a boot floppy that will start the system just in case it doesn't start directly from the hard disk. Please select next to build the boot floppy. Next, make a boot floppy alternate.
Alright, I'll go ahead and make a boot floppy in case the hard disk doesn't boot for some reason. I've pulled a floppy off of my stack of floppies. Now I'll put it in the drive. And press enter to go on to the next step in the installation process.
/Linux system installation space change disk. Please place a blank floppy disk in the first floppy disk drive and press enter. Continue.
Alright, now to save time, I'm going to pause at this point, then create the boot disk, and come back when it's done. Creation of the boot disk is entirely automatic, so you should have no trouble with that. Okay, I just finished making the boot disk, and I should note that when the Debian installer started making the boot disk, I pressed the enter key on the keypad to stop the speech. Otherwise, I would have heard a lot of progress information about the disk formatting and that kind of stuff. Also, if you have to shut down your system at any point during the installation, this is the time to do it. I say that because if you do it now, then the next time you turn on the system and boot from the hard drive, you'll boot right into your new Debian system, which is what we will now do. First, I'm going to press the plus key on the keypad to read the screen, so we know where we ended up.
/Linux installation main menu. You've built your system and boot floppy. The moment of truth approaches. Please select next to reboot the system. Next, reboot the system. Configure the keyboard.
Alright, let's reboot it. I'm going to take out the boot disk because I want it to boot from the hard drive to make sure that works. Put it back on my stack of floppies. And now I'll press enter.
Debian /Linux system installation space reboot the system. If you are ready to reboot the system, you should doesn't have the boot floppy if you created one in the first floppy drive, or no floppy in the first floppy drive if you want to boot directly from the hard disk, or the get and rescue floppy if you want to reboot the installation system. Please take care of that before you answer yes to the following question. Reboot the system. Yes, no.
I'll press the 5 key on the keypad to see where we are.
That's yes, greater.
Alright, that's what we want to do. Let's reboot it.
Chase, the system is going down now. Sending sector to all processes. Card for 219. Executing. Smash network check at 0 sending sector to all processes.
I waited too long to stop the speech. Rebooting now. Now let's see if it talks.
Light talk on Linux version 2.2.17, root at say that GCC version 2.95.220.
And it's loading from the hard drive, which is naturally what we want. The network card was successfully detected, and I was connected to the network, as I can tell by the two high-pitched tones. Now, it sounds like the hard drive is stopped, so I'll press the plus key in the keypad to read the current screen.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, MD5 passwords are more secure and allow for passwords longer than 8 characters to be used. However, they can cause compatibility problems if you are using this or sharing password files with older systems. Shall I enable MD5 passwords? Yes, no.
Again, I don't need to be concerned about these compatibility problems, and the more secure, the better. So, I think the default is no. I'll double check that by pressing the 5 key on the keypad.
Less no greater.
Alright, now I'll press the left arrow to go to yes.
Less yes greater.
And again, I press the 5 key on the keypad. Now I'll press enter to go on to the next step.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration. Shadow passwords make your system more secure because nobody is able to view even encrypted passwords. Passwords are stored in a separate file that can only be read by special programs. We recommend the use of shadow passwords. If you're going to use this, you could run into trouble. Shall I install shadow passwords? Yes, no?
I'm pretty sure the default choice is yes. I'll double check that with the 5 key on the keypad.
That's yes, greater.
And that's fine with me, so I'll press enter.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration. Before proceeding, you need to set a password for root, the system administrative account. The root password shouldn't be easy to guess, and it shouldn't be a word found in the dictionary, or a word that could be easily associated with you, like your middle name. A good password will contain a mixture of letters, numbers, and punctuation, and will be changed at regular intervals. The root password is changed by running the past program as root. Why such caution? The root account doesn't have the restrictions that normal user accounts have. A malicious or unqualified user with root access can have disastrous results. Note that you will not be able to see the password as you type it. Okay.
Now let's actually set the root password.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, enter a password for root. Okay, cancel.
I'll enter it, and as the configuration utility said, it won't be echoed to the screen, so SpeakUp will not echo it either.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration. Please enter the same root password again to verify you have typed it correctly. Re-enter password to verify. Debian configuration, Debian system configuration. It's a bad idea to use the root account for normal day-to-day activities, such as the reading of electronic mail, because even a small mistake can result in disaster. Now you may create a normal user account to use for those day-to-day tasks. Note that you may create it later as well as any additional account by typing a user username as root, where username is a username, like Interhoc or RMS. Shall I create a normal user account now? Yes. No.
And I'm pretty sure the default is yes. I'll double check that once again with the 5 key on the keypad.
That's yes, greater.
you should always use that key to check the default in a yes-no question, because it could go either way.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, select a username for the new account. Your first name is a reasonable choice. The username should start with the lowercase letter, which can be followed by any combination of numbers and or lowercase letters. Enter a username for your account. Okay, cancel.
And I'll type in Matt Campbell. And you may notice that this is different from Matt Camp, which is the user ID I previously used. This change in username matches a change in email address that happened last week.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, enter the full name of the new user. Your full name is a good choice. Enter a full name for the new user. Debian user. Okay, cancel.
Now let's read the current line with the 8 key.
Debian user.
Alright, the default is Debian user, and we want to erase this by pressing Control U. And now I'll type in my full name.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, a good password will contain a mixture of letters, numbers, and punctuation and will be changed at regular intervals. Enter a password for the new user. Okay, cancel.
I'll enter my password.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, please enter the same user password again to verify you have typed. Debian configuration, Debian system configuration, if you have an account on the NIST, and you want to use it to fetch the packages to install on the system from the internet, you may configure the BBB service now, and I will open a BBB connection to your NIST. Do you want to use a BBB connection to install the system? Yes, no.
I think the default is no on this one. I'll double check that once again.
There's no greater.
Alright. That's what I want because I'm using the Roadrunner cable internet service and Roadrunner does not use PPP. So I'll just press enter.
And that's where we have to leave it, but we'll pick it up again next week as Matt Campbell continues to configure Debian Linux.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Time for us to log off for another week. Thanks for joining us. Main menu will be back at the same time next week. Bye for now.